What's happening locally? The news.
And it is Wednesday. That means it's our midweek look. Some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama. Zero deaths in the last 24 hours due to COVID-19, reports the epidemiological report of the Ministry of Health this Tuesday, for which a cumulative total of 8,172 deaths now and a lethality of 1.1% remains. According to the Ministry, there are 340 new positive cases. A total of 6,730 tests were applied in the country to detect those infected, giving a positivity percentage of 5.1%. In the country to date, there are 2,209 active cases, of which 2,131 are in isolation and 78 are hospitalised. Of those who are in isolation, 2,112 are in their homes and 19 in the so-called hospital hotels, while those hospitalised are 74 in the wards and 4 in intensive care. Ricardo Martinelli Barrichal tries to separate the Attorney General of the nation in charge, Javier Caraballo, from the lawsuit of unconstitutionality filed against the decision of the Electoral Court to maintain the criminal electoral jurisdiction and recognise the validity of the speciality principle in favour of the former president. Lawyer Shirley Castañeda, attorney for Martinelli, filed a recusal incident against Caraballo on the 4th of April. 3 days after he opined that the resolution of March 22, 2022, signed by the magistrates Alfredo Honka and Heriberto Arruz of the Tribunal Electoral, is in violation of at least 5 articles of the Constitution. Arruz and Honka not only removed from their knowledge the issue that they had to resolve, but also delved into matters that constitutionally exceed their powers, concluded Caraballo. Caraballo was asked for his opinion by Judge Maria Eugenia López Arias, rapporteur for the lawsuit filed by Hector Herrera against the resolution of the 22nd of March of the Tribunal Electoral. This action was joined by the lawsuit for the same issue by the Panamanista Party presented on Monday. Judge López must now also proceed with the recusal incident filed against Caraballo. The lifting of Martinelli's criminal electoral jurisdiction had been requested by Balboisa Martinez, the criminal judge of the Odebrecht and New Business cases in which the former president is investigated for alleged money laundering. Martinelli has criminal electoral jurisdiction because his Realizing Goals party is in the process of choosing the authorities of the Secretariats for Women and Youth. Due to the existence of the same organised gangs and regional problems in terms of crime and that they both face, Panama and Colombia seek to strengthen their mechanisms to control human trafficking and drug trafficking. For this reason, the Attorney General of the nation in charge, Javier Caraballo, and the Attorney General of Colombia, Francisco Barbosa, and his team met in Panama City. The meeting takes place after it was revealed last March that 30% of the 8,456 migrants who crossed the Darien between January and February of 2022 came from Venezuela. In 2021, 62% of migrants were Haitians, who in 2022 represented 13%, according to a report by the National Migration Service. Barbosa and Caraballo also evaluated the work carried out in both countries in the area of transnational organized crime and financial crimes. Caraballo stressed that we are aware that both in Panama and in Colombia we have the same problems, and only with help and mutual interrelation can we reduce their incidence. He added that the joint strategy will make it possible to reduce transnational organized crime that seeks to influence our countries. For his part, Barbosa advocated the creation of a strategy to identify the phenomenon of migrant smuggling and bilateral collaboration between countries and judicial entities. We always celebrate these works. We have seen the statistics of joint work, the multiplication of efforts of the countries regarding these crimes, said Barbosa. In 2021, the Special Prosecutor's Office Against Organized Crime began 61 investigations for migrant smuggling and obtained 24 convictions, while in 2022, 24 investigations have been opened for migrant smuggling. Through a resolution which was issued last Friday, the 1st of April, the Regional Directorate of Electoral Organisation of Central Panama of the Electoral Court gave the green light for the collection of signatures in the process of revocation of the mandate of the Mayor of Panama, José Luis Fábrega. To revoke Fábrega's mandate, 198,920 signatures are required. That's 30% of the electoral roll of the District of Panama, which must be collected in 3 months. The official resolution bears the signature of the Regional Director of the Electoral Organization of Central Panama, Nilsa Delgado de Fernandez, and the ad hoc secretary, Catiana González. Fábrega's management, who has already unsuccessfully appealed the process, is criticized by residents of the district due, among other things, to several unfinished projects, such as the Parque Municipal del Norte, since he plans to spend $43 million on a new seafood market. The Electoral Court authorized the lawyer Roberto Ruiz Diaz to carry out the procedures established by law to begin the process of collecting the signatures that support his request to revoke his mandate in popular initiative of the mayor of the District of Panama, José Luis Fábrega. After this authorization, the Electoral Court, through the Training Department of the National Electoral Organization Directorate, will also coordinate the training of those who will participate in the signature collection process. The resolution of the Tribunal Electoral was sent to the Electoral Prosecutor's Office, and Fábrega was notified, who has already filed an appeal, as we said, unsuccessfully, before the Directorate of Electoral Organization. The Mayor of the District of Panama, José Luis Fábrega, assured that he will finish the construction of the Parque Municipal del Norte, as he has done with several municipal projects that were unfinished and two others that come from previous administrations, such as the Pacora Market and the New Town. He assured that they will finish all the unfinished works for the benefit of all residents. Fábrega's statements came after it became known that when responding to a request for information made by residents of northern Panama, the mayor told them that they had taken steps to resume the work, but due to a series of factors, they agreed with the construction company on a contract settlement process. Those factors were high financing costs and default interest payments, additional repairs, constant vandalism, and high cost of materials due to COVID-19. Now, according to the above, it was not feasible for the Mayor's Office of Panama to assume the additional costs that the reactivation of the project would generate, says the note dated the 25th of February. Another aspect that the Mayor specifies in the request for information is that the project is being built with funds from decentralization and that the amount owed to the contractor, according to the latest amounts or the latest accounts presented, is about $1.2 million. This work began in the last administration when the mayor was José Isabel Blandón and was developed on a 20-hectare plot of land in the community of San Vicente, district of Chilibre, at a cost of $17 million. The National Council for Private Enterprise, CONEPT, installed on Tuesday, the 5th of April, an agricultural commission made up of businessmen, unions and former ministers to guide decision-makers and serve as a representative voice for the productive sector in public-private dialogue. The commission will implement a 3-year work agenda to address priority issues in the subsectors of the primary sector, such as agriculture, livestock, agriculture, fishing and forestry. Work will be done in areas such as productivity, competitiveness, innovation, technology, genetic improvement, laboratory infrastructure, diversification, added value chain, and marketing. In addition, issues such as access to markets and sources of financing, sustainability and climate resilience, as well as employability and development of human capital will be addressed. The president of the organization, Ruben Castillo Gil, said that the agricultural sector has been a permanent concern of CONEP and that the objective is for it to become a platform that allows for the reduction of internal migrations, generating poles of activity in those places where it develops the agricultural industry. Among the challenges, he mentioned improving education, technology, and of course financing. Some of these actions are framed within the reactivation plans that the government and the private sector are working on. Castillo said that this public-private effort began as a result of the pandemic, but that from Connett's perspective, it should continue over time. We require that the state and the private sector have a harmonious collaboration, the first being a facilitator and the second the one that develops the activities that will produce employment and progress. The Centre for Environmental Impact, the CIAM, denounced that there were possible irregularities in the convening of a public forum to analyse with the community of the Remansa Corrimento in the province of Veraguas the details of the environmental impact study that was carried out with ideas to reactivate a gold mine in the area. Well, according to CIAM, the call for this event did not respect the rights of citizens, and the notice of the call was published just 4 days before the forum. He added that in that period, the residents of the communities had to analyse a summary of more than 100 pages. In addition, the promoter did not guarantee sufficient transportation to reach the site, even though the publication said that it would be provided, the CIAM recalled in a statement. During the event, the objective of providing clear and concise data on the impacts of the mining project in the region was not met, the environmental group highlighted. Well, according to the group, the measure proposed by the study to mitigate these impacts on the environment were not explained either. On the 2nd of April, it was reported that leaders of the communities of the village of Remance in San Francisco Veraguas, as well as the representatives of NGOs, met with the Minister of the Environment, Milciades Concepcion, to discuss the controversy over the mining project. In addition, on March the 28th, the public forum was held as part of the evaluation process of the EIA related to that project, in which some 900 people expressed their opposition to the reactivation of the mine, which operated until the end of the 90s. After the forum, those interested in the subject have 7 days to present their arguments about the study. However, the Ministry of Environment will have the last word on the approval or not of the EIA. The CIAM insisted on the need for a frank and democratic dialogue that allows the citizens of the country to decide if we really want to be a mining country or bet on activities that seek sustainability. The consultants of the promoter Greenfield Mining stated in the EIA that seeking to reduce the possible impact on the environment, the project proposes the use of areas previously affected by mining works in the 1990s. That's it. There we go. There's our look. Some of those things in the news here in Panama relevant to us, all compiled for you today on The Breakfast Show.